Hey, good morning, my friends. Welcome to day 11, which is called Learning from Our Enemies. And in this chapter, there are two lessons that we learn from the attack of the arch enemy of the Jewish people, Amalek. After the Jewish people left Egypt, they snuck attack us from behind, targeting the most vulnerable, the elderly and the children. And the Torah tells us that you should remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you came forth from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, how they met you on the road and they attacked from behind. And it's no coincidence that we read this incident about Amalek's attack during the month of Elul, because the Torah uses this phrase, Asher Karcha Baderach, which literally means they met you on the way. But the word Karcha is also from the word Kar, which means cool down. A Mekarer in Israel is a refrigerator. So what does it mean that the Amalek cooled down the Jewish people? So on one level, it means that the Jews were untouchable. This is when all the miracles were happening for the Jewish people. Nobody would touch us. We were untouchable by our enemies. But when they attacked us and showed the world that you could still attack the Jew, that sort of cooled down the enemies, the other nations of the world, to attack the Jewish people. But there's something deeper. They cooled us down. We were on a spiritual high. We had just escaped the most powerful civilization in the world. We were slaves in ancient Egypt for 210 years. We watched our oppressors brought to their knees. We saw all these wonders, the splitting of the Red Sea and the 10 plagues, and we were on a spiritual high. Amalek comes along and they get you down. That's what happened after the October 7th attack from Hamas. It was not only debilitating on the physical level, but spiritually it got us down. And therefore, of course, we have to be wary of that and fight back, not just physically, but spiritually. Now, Amalek's ambush cooled us down, but the word Karcha, which means cool down, is also related to the word mikra. And this is the second lesson that we can learn from our enemies. The word mikra means like a coincidence. Amalek also comes to represent the idea that life is just coincidental. And the world and the life that we live in is just happening without any sort of guiding force, without any rhyme or reason. There's no plan for our existence. We just happen to be here. This is very much related to something I said in the first chapter in my new book, The Jewish Experience, where I talk about Jewish history. One of the great indications of there being a God in the world is that we are still here. We are less than 1/5 of 1% of the world's population, and we've come so close to either being physically annihilated or spiritually assimilated, which has happened literally to every other minority group living amongst a majority culture. And therefore, we're supposed to, I believe, and I wrote this in the book, take from Jewish history is a belief in a guiding force, that things don't just happen happenstance or coincidentally, that there is a guiding force. You could explain the Hanukkah story, maybe the Purim story, and this war and that war, and you can just point to regular normative circumstances. We got lucky here, we got lucky there, but to pull the lens back and look at all of Jewish history and say, oh, this just happened coincidentally, there wasn't any guiding force, you have to be a real cynic, I think, to do that. And that's the second lesson to learn, that if Judaism stands for anything, and I said this at the end of the chapter, it's that everything happens for a reason, that there's a plan, and whatever happens in the world has meaning and purpose, even the negative things. So learning from enemies is an important thing. Elul is the time to think about Amalek and the two lessons. What are the two lessons? About being cooled down and not allowing our enemies to get the upper spiritual hand. And second, remember, life is not random. Whatever happens for a reason and is meant to be learned from.